Kaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
So, where can I smoke a joint?
Right here?
Well, I don't smoke.
Oh.
So,
can I have it for you then?
But I'm just kind of asking.
Right.
That's what people are asking.
Exactly.
This week, the governor is expected to sign into law legalized recreational weed. That'll start on July 1st. So on July 1st, where can you smoke a joint? 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Let's ask our weed guy, Joe LaChance.
Good morning.
Hey, morning.
So can I smoke pot in public after July 1st?
Well, you can smoke pot in certain public areas. Definitely anywhere you cannot smoke cigarettes, you cannot smoke weed, okay? So that's the rule of thumb. If you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes, you're not allowed to smoke weed either. And also 25 feet from any opening in a building. So basically the sidewalk. So pretty much what they've done is extended it out so that you can't really smoke on a sidewalk either.
So, right, so when I leave here,
in public,
when I leave my building, typically there are a couple of people outside smoking cigarettes right near the front door. You wouldn't be able to do that because you've got to be 25 feet off. But this is private
right
property, so the building can say, no weed
period
smoked here,
yeah, period.
Period.
Yeah,
anywhere, they can say period.
Huh. Exactly. I wonder if every right commercial property now will have to write this somewhere into some
yeah
rules
it
of the property.
A picture of a joint with the circle on the slash.
Yeah, right, they right might have to put, yeah, right, they might have to put a little no weed, lay weed with the thing. And, but that's their prerogative because it is private property.
Yeah.
Huh.
But.
What?
You can smoke at your house.
Yeah, we'll get, yes, of course.
Well, yeah.
25 feet. And I think this bill is going to give the cities lots of leeway to come up with,
yes,
can you
yes
smoke in this park? Can you smoke
right
over here?
Yeah.
Can you smoke on, right.
I'd so imagine nowhere near a school.
Many
obviously
cities already don't let you smoke cigarettes on the beach. So pretty much if you see the no cigarette sign, you can't smoke weed, you know, and then the cities themselves may add weed into the, some places don't let you even drink on the
AJ
beach,
made
right
a great point. Nowhere near a school.
Yep. Mm-mm.
Nowhere near a school. But that's all. Yeah, right. Nowhere near a school.
Rude. Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget that.
How about if you're in a car, but you're not driving, you're a passenger in a car?
No, no moving vehicle.
Wow.
You cannot smoke weed in a moving vehicle, anything that's operating on any highway or road.
I think we're parked, man.
Or a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, am I driving okay?
I think we're parked, man.
Or a parking lot with more than 10 spaces. So you can't go to, like, Stop and Shop and hang out in the parking lot and smoke weed, put it out, spray a little something in the car, and then drive away. If they catch you in that parking lot smoking, they can get you for that public consumption.
Yeah, but if I'm going to go inside and buy $300 worth of groceries on a whim, they wouldn't mind. Yeah, I was going to buy a bag of Doritos. Now I want aisle 7.
Wow. That's complicated. You know, because if you're a passenger in a car and you're drinking beer, that does not affect the driver. If you're smoking weed,
no, it doesn't.
The secondhand smoke will affect the driver. So
right.
That makes sense.
Right, right. So they just banned it in all operational vehicles.
Huh.
Okay, hold on. Now we're starting to get questions, so we're going to go a little bit off script here. Todd and Shelton?
My question is, good morning, guys.
Hi.
My question is where we'd be able to purchase it on July 1st, if anywhere. The dispensaries going to sell to people without medical cards now, or?
Yeah, the dispensaries have always been selling to people with medical cards. You can't
no
buy
he said
it
without
in-
without that part. Yeah,
his
no,
all he wants
no, you-
to know, Joe, is where can he buy it July 1st?
New York
right
or Massachusetts?
Okay, so you go over the line, so it's not a problem now to come back.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. You can go over the line as long as you don't buy
thanks,
over
Todd
the limits that are in Connecticut.
Cool. You have a special bag too.
We yeah
serve us, yes.
What's that?
You had a special bag that comes from the store. You have to put like in a plastic bag that has nothing on it, you know? You actually just probably display the store that sold it to you.
Hold on.
It was supposed to be something that was just undercut, you know, just like this little line in there, not explained.
Wait, it was
in
supposed
my,
to
in
undercut?
My mind, it was just supposed to be like just a little under the radar.
You don't have to hide the bag.
Exactly.
Mm.
See, I should have said it that way.
but you should put it in your glove compartment or in your trunk.
It was a weed talking. I should have left it off at that and said, you know what? I'm done for the day.
You were prowling into the conversation.
Exactly. I should have said, and that's my act. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. All right. So not in the car.
Not in the car.
Not in
your driveway, yes. If you're hanging out in your driveway, you can.
That's interesting.
Better.
You can't go anywhere after that.
No.
I feel like if the key is in the car or the fob is in the car, that's a problem. No?
Yeah. It would be the same as booze. You know how they can they snag people in their driveway?
Yeah, but they can feel the hood and see the car wasn't used.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Trish in West Haven. Trish?
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I was just wondering what they're going to do about seeds. They say that you can grow your own, but none of the stuff that you buy nowadays has any seeds in it, if it's any good. So
we were having this conversation yesterday at the house.
Oh, really?
You will have to procure your own seeds.
Procure?
Ah.
Okay.
So there's not going to be like
as
a greenhouse that you go to or something?
No, you cannot buy it in, like, the grow store or anything like that.
Where do you get seeds? Maybe,
if you save them in a bag.
You can get them online. Believe it or not, you can buy seeds online. You can get them through. There's a lot of places you can get them through in Massachusetts. And eventually there will be seed people here in Connecticut. But in the beginning, you know, things have to get started.
Weed and Seed. Nice.
That's a great name.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Trish. We were having the same conversation. And somebody said, well, you could just get the seeds out of your weed. And someone said, well, if you have seeds in your weed, you have horrible weed. What are you going to do, grow horrible weed?
Horrible weed.
I got a lot of seeds.
Yeah, well, then you better step up your game.
Who needs them?
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is, it doesn't mean it's horrible weed. It just means you grew it wrong. You can get good weed with seeds, but the people grew it wrong.
I'm hearing a really bad Dr. Seuss book right now.
Yeah.
The seeds. Weeds and seeds. The weeds and seeds. Seeds and weed. It's what I need.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Can I?
The places you'll grow.
Ah.
Start writing this down.
Hey, Greg.
Can I smoke pot on my private property in clear view of the public, such as sitting in a chair on my front lawn, even if children are just a few feet away?
Oh, once you mentioned kids, man.
Yes, you can.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Right. And those kids ate their
especially
lunch like
you,
that.
Yeah. Because it's private residential property. So you can smoke weed on your own property.
It's the mama's
so if you want to sit on your porch and smoke a joint, that's fine.
Don't breathe, kids. Don't breathe.
That's interesting to me.
Well, it's really up to the parents to keep the kids away from it if they don't want them to smell it.
There's going to be nowhere to go. Like, if you live in some neighborhoods, there's going to be nowhere to go.
Hey, there he is on the roof smoking weed again.
No, but think about it. Some of these houses, you could almost touch your property line when you stretch your hands out.
You mean my house?
yeah, this basically, is true. Yeah. It's
your front yard. My front yard, exactly. Yeah, when I sneeze, Kevin next door goes, bless you.
And you're right on the main road.
Yes, I am.
You could sit in a lawn chair on that little piece of grass.
Right, yeah, the one I could use a scissor to cut, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my place is set up the same way. I'm right on the main road, and people could probably drive by if I was on my front porch, and they could probably smell it.
I could wave. Hey!
From the text?
Yeah, to piggyback off that, Joe from Shelton wants to know, if you live in a condo, can you smoke outside your door?
That would be up to the condo association.
Oh, they must be already.
Rewriting all of the...
Yep.
Oh, they police your garbage can color.
Seriously.
Right. They don't even want cigarettes, so they're not going to want weed either. They're going to probably restrict that maybe to wherever the public areas are. I know a lot of condos have, like, public little parks and stuff, but probably not right outside your door.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting deal because you're going to have people in condos and apartments smoke. Well, they're already, right?
They're probably smoking cigarettes in there, then they'll probably smoke weed. Right, and they're probably already smoking weed in there, and they've been getting away with it for
this
long.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
If you read their rules, definitely smoking weed.
No, but what? So I thought, this is going to be a thing because people are going to be smoking in the condo, and now if you're next door, you're going to smell the weed and start complaining. But
They've already
This has already been happening.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like July 1st and all of a sudden everyone's smoking weed in their house.
When the dog's name is Toke. Yeah. Hey, Toke.
And if you're a renter, you know, and your landlord doesn't want you smoking cigarettes in the apartment,
then
chances are they're not going to allow you to smoke weed, right?
Yeah. Seeing a pattern here.
All right. Fred.
But outdoors should be fine.
Fred and Hamden.
I got a question for you. So, like, if you can have so much weed on you and you get pulled over by a cop, you're good. Like, as long as you're not over the limit. Do you need, like, a receipt from where you purchased that weed, or is
scale?
It just, like, free for all?
Nope, nope, nope. You don't need a receipt. It just needs to be in a container. If it's in your pocket, it's 1.5 ounces. If it's in your car, it must be in the glove compartment or the trunk.
Oh. Trunk that's, weed.
So there's still, like, confirmation of where you got that weed. It could be illegal. It could be...
Yeah, right now there's no retail stores here in Connecticut, so they can't ask you where you got it. It's just legal to possess it.
But when there are retail stores, they're not going to say you can only buy from Connecticut. You could still go to New York.
No, you can go to Mass if you prefer their weed. You can go to Mass and buy their weed,
I know what he's saying. How do you know if... How will the cops know, or will they want to even know, if you bought it from a legitimate place or from Jimmy down the street?
They're not even going to want to know.
You just enabled Jimmy down the street to sell more weed. I mean, if there's no consequence for having weed, there's no consequence for selling weed, right?
There is a consequence.
Enabled every drug dealer in the state.
For a short period of time, I would say, if you really want to break it down,
You know what this sounds like? A conversation you have when you're smoking? You start getting really deep.
Sounds like I'm going to start
welcome to
weed
my world.
Make some money.
Let's just straight up
if you get
together
caught,
today.
If you get caught selling it, if you get caught selling it in the process,
right?
Then it's still a penalty. You still get busted. Selling weed is now probably more of a thing they're going to be looking for than actual people smoking
it. Not only are you selling weed, but you're tax evading now. That's only
that's what they want.
Yeah, that's what they're going to get.
It's the money.
If I'm out there selling weed right now, and like you know, okay, I'm doing it illegally. Now they've enabled you to, you know, like for a certain extent, you're pretty much given a free pass to sell weed. I mean,
yeah, but
they just enabled a drug dealer in the state.
Let's think this. I mean, Fred, hold on. Let's think this one out.
Okay. Right?
So there's going to be a handful of companies making, I don't know, tens, maybe hundreds of millions on this.
Easily,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Four companies now.
How do you think that?
How,
what kind of influence do you think they'll have on lawmakers in terms of people selling in the black market?
Well, huge influence.
Oh, they're not going to want Jimmy down the street selling weed.
No,
they're going to make Jimmy think, you know, it's not worth it.
Yeah, they're going to make example of one person, so the rest learn.
And the tax thing is the way to go because it doesn't seem like you're punishing them for weed.
No.
You're punishing them for not giving the government its due.
They're cut.
That's right. And it's a huge fine. It's a huge tax. You pay more than you would pay if you were like selling it legally. It's a huge penalty for that. That's how they get around it. So but you cannot get caught selling it. And if it's like any of the other states that have legalized, they are going to start really cracking down much more on the illegal activities. Every other state that's legalized has done this. So you're going to see more busts for people selling and doing things illegally because they want to clean and get that tax money.
Well, are they going to hammer them from July 1st, 2021 to when we start getting our, you know, stores opening? Because right now, there's nowhere to get it. Like, this would be the greatest time for if you're selling weed, right?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's legal.
Right.
People want it.
Exactly, right.
Yeah,
and they can't get it.
It's a sale.
They
go
to New York or Massachusetts.
Right.
Yeah. Just don't get caught in the act.
Gotcha.
You know, that's all.
All right, Fred. Good call. And it's going to be interesting to see how that one works out. I have about 20 questions for you. We're not going to get to them. We're going to take one more from the phone. And then I think we'll have you back a couple more times this week just to kind of hash this out.
Ha!
Absolutely.
Rich and Thomason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
Hey, good. Not too bad. Okay, here's my scenario. Back in 2003, I got caught with a joint in my car. Not smoking it. It was just happened to be in the cup holder.
Right.
Fast forward to 2018, tried to get my pistol permit. They would not let me do that.
Oops.
Do you think that's going to go away?
Yeah, you're going to be able to get your record expunged. You're going to be able to get your record expunged, and once you do that, you can apply for your pistol license. But you have to go. They have to start that process of expunging the records first.
Oh, wow.
Especially with a minor offense like that.
When does that start? Who has to initiate that? That's
who bought the sponge?
Rich would have to put in an application, or how does that work?
Yeah, there's a time frame. I think if you were busted after 2015, it's automatic. If you're busted before 2015, you do have to apply.
Wow.
Yeah. But they'll do it, they'll do it for, there's no charge or anything. They'll expunge it for free.
Oh, wow.
No.
Gotcha. Where do you think I should start? Well, just on a personal note.
I believe in October they're starting this whole program.
Okay.
All the expungements are going to start in October. So
That application process. Boy, you want to find that application now.
Yeah, exactly. Fill it out now.
Yep. Wow.
Do it now. Do it. Told you.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, another great question.
Thanks, guys, for the info.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Joe, thanks, man. We didn't even scratch the surface here. Lots of questions coming in.
It's 300 pages.
300 pages of bills, but that doesn't mean there's 300 answers, you know?
No.
Right.
All right, so we'll have you back this week. We'll talk some more.
Okay.
All right,
Joe. Just let me know, guys. Enjoy
the
day.
Thank you, brother.